sir. Welcome to the Ravish a Girl Workshop. It is our pleasure to serve and delight you today and help you find the sweetest, most luscious girl to rape. It's truly our pleasure. You look so surprised. First time here? That's all right, sir. I'll explain. You've heard of the Build-A-Bear Workshop, yes? Where you get to design and customize the most perfect, innocent, stuffed toy to cuddle and hold close all night? Well, at the Ravish a Girl Workshop, we help you customize and condition the most perfect, innocent girl to ravish and fuck to your heart's desire. Custom tailored to all of your darkest fetishes. She is completely guaranteed to be the hottest, most frightened, sexiest ravishing you have ever had. When you fuck her, she'll squirm and wiggle under your hard body, pleading with her pretty round eyes. She'll squeal into your hand pressed over her mouth to keep her quiet as you make her take all of your hard, powerful cock in her tight young pussy. Oh no, sir! Good heavens, no! We don't use robots and artificial intelligence for this, sir. That would be inhumane. Some artificial intelligences are nearly self-aware, you know. That would be just cruel. And also quite unsatisfactory. I mean, some of the newer fembots are impressive, I admit, but there's just no artificial substitute for the sweet gasping of a helpless, writhing human girl. Slick and sweaty and sobbing as you take her. Wouldn't you agree, sir? So we use convicts. Young female convicts, stripped of all citizenship and rights and condemned to a lifetime of raw, uncompromising, unwilling sex. Their memories were wiped upon conviction, and they were sent here to give back to their society. We hold them in cells in the facility behind the workshop. Yes, right through those doors back there, sir. We take your orders here, and we condition a girl to your tastes. Oh, and once you place your order, we have a wonderful assortment of accessories, sir. We have outfits, French maid, harem slave, Catholic schoolgirl, and plenty of ball gags, ring gags, handcuffs, both the fuzzy kind and the, not fuzzy kind, spreader bars, and silk bondage rope, just to make your ravishing extra pleasurable, sir. I can see you're curious. That's only natural. Here, sir, for a nominal fee, I can give you a tour of the facility. If you'll just sign this waiver here, just agreeing you won't fondle or harm any of the merchandise without purchasing. There you are. Very good, sir. If you'll follow me, I promise you'll be absolutely delighted by what you see on the other side of those doors. Mm-hmm. Follow me, handsome customer. You're looking at my ass, aren't you? No, I don't mind, sir. It's quite flattering. I mean, we have an entire workshop where you can literally build your own woman, with her breasts augmented to your taste, her hair color, her psychology, everything about her prepared to your specifications, so that she can be the sweetest rape you will ever have. Infinite options, and you're looking at my ass. Right through these doors, here we are, sir. This is cell block A. Two cells on the left, two on the right. All occupied, all with their conditioning nearly complete. In fact, you could buy one of these girls tonight if you wish, sir, right off the shelf. Or, you could buy all of the first three. Why? Well, they're triplets. Wouldn't that just be lovely? Oh, no, sir, no. I don't feel badly for these girls. Don't worry about it. They're criminals. Political dissidents. Shoplifters. Even telemarketers. Anyway, they knew what would happen when they decided to break the law. Now they're going to give back to their community. With their wet little cunts. And if the workshop makes a little profit on them? Capitalism. Anyway, you're a hard-working citizen. They aren't. You deserve every pleasure I can bring you, sir. You've earned it. Here, take a look. We'll just peek into cell A01, sir. The first one is what we call an exotic. You'll see what I mean. Oh.
Stay away from me. Stay away, please.
Look at her shrink back so prettily, with her arm covering her breasts, and she's trying to hide her soft little pussy under her hand. She's been kept naked throughout her conditioning. The only thing she's wearing is the ink of that little prison barcode under her wrist. She's sleek and shaved.
Please don't look at me. Smooth. Don't desire me, please. I'm not pretty. I'm not fuckable. I promise.
She has been here for 4 months and the results are glorious, sir. She no longer sees a human male at her door, you know. She sees a, well, I guess you would call it a tentacle monster. She sees you as a beast with a dozen mouths, all slavering and ravenous for her, and tentacles lashing at the air, slimy and thick, hungry to penetrate every one of her holes.
Please just go away. Just go away. You can't have me.
Isn't she cute? There's nowhere else for her to go on that bed. Her back's already pressed up against the pillows. Oh yes, all the cells have a queen-sized bed, sir. It's part of our policy. Customers get to ravish their girl right there on the bed in the cell where she's been conditioned. That way we can make sure the customer is fully satisfied. And if he rapes her and she doesn't struggle well or scream prettily enough, if she isn't 110% exceptional, then we have the opportunity to discuss any final tweaks needed to her conditioning.
Please. No. Please.
Oh no, sir. It's entirely discreet. We aren't a peep show, sir. This is a respectable establishment. Here, look. I'll get this little pink remote control out of my purse. It controls all the cameras in cell block A. Our customers deserve the utmost privacy. Here, I'll show you. See the little red light above the door? That's the security camera. Now, click. Bye-bye, camera. Now, if anything were to happen to her, no one would know. No one but the customer, of course. Just listen to her whimper. Isn't she delicious? And her virginity has been medically restored just for you. Just so you can make her squeal when you take her. Hello, darling. This lovely tentacle god is here to see you. Would you like to go home with him today?
No, please don't. Please don't let him have me. Please, I'll be good. I promise I'll be so good. Please don't let him rape me. All those tentacles, thick, dripping with slime. Oh, God.
Oh, but he would so enjoy you, dear. Look at her tits heave for you, sir. D cup. This is one of our most popular customizations. Luscious and lush and hot to your touch. See how swollen her nipples are? We have them teased constantly while she watches simulation after simulation of what her buyer will do to her with all his tentacles. She's been conditioned to get very aroused whenever she's frightened. If you take a step into the cell towards her, sir, she'll nearly come or scream in terror. Or both. There you go, step towards her.
Oh God, please. Please, no.
Look at her quiver. She's one of my favorites. You can't fuck her, sir, but you can fondle her. I won't tell.
Oh my God. Get those tentacles away from me. No, they're so slimy. No.
Aren't her tits soft in your hands, sir? Aren't they warm? She's so alive. Aren't you, dear? Isn't your body sensitive and luscious and wet and ready for his tentacles to fuck you?
No, please. This can't feel good. This slimy, sticky touch on my nipples. The suction of my... Please. 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 Please don't let him devour me. Please don't. Don't let him put those in me.
Nudge your ass with your finger, sir.
Not there. Not there.
Just for a moment. Give her a good scare. Just press your fingertip against that warm little pocket.
Oh, fudge.
Just like that.
No. No, not my ass. Oh my god. Don't put a tentacle in my ass. No. No, I don't want it in my ass. I don't. It's so slimy. So slimy. And warm. And wet.
Oh, poor girl. Well, enough of her. Come, sir. Did you like her? She really thought you were some alien creature come to ravage and impregnate her. Or eat her. Didn't she look sexy? Terrified like that? With her tits heaving and her pussy just dripping onto the bed. I can tell you liked that. There's such a bulge in your pants and... the way you're looking at my tits. Such feral masculine hunger. No wonder you're one of our customers. I'm not used to being looked at that hungrily. Well, come on. Come with me to cell block A02, sir. Let's see the next sister. Right over here.
Oh, no. No. Don't buy me. Don't bite me, sir. You really don't want me, sir.
Look at her with her hands tied behind her back like that. This girl is something special. We've only had one order for a girl conditioned like her so far. But the satisfaction rating just came in and it was astronomical. I'm sure we'll have more like her later. She's one of our youngest and a true virgin. Her body has never been touched. A pity she isn't naked. That white, lacy lingerie fits her so well, though, doesn't it? What little there is. She's been bathed in milk every day so that her skin is so soft. She's perfumed, too. She's a sensual delicacy. I almost want her for myself.
If you do buy me, I just don't... I mean, I'll do anything for you, sir. Please. I'll clean. I'll cook. I'll be the sweetest, most devoted kitchen slave. I'll bring you coffee in bed and wear nothing but an apron. I'll even kiss you. I'll tidy your room naked. I'll even serve drinks to you and your friends naked. And I'll dance on the table. I'll do anything. Just promise you won't fuck me. Promise you won't come in me.
She has been conditioned to believe that sperm is lethal. That your hot, sticky cum is deadly to a woman's body. That if a man comes in her, his cum will kill her.
Please, don't come in me.
Just think of it, sir. The man who buys her and takes her virginity will fuck her savagely right here on this bed with the cameras off. Just like this. Click. No cameras. He'll rape her, and she'll scream and kick and beg him not to come in her. And when he does, when he pulses inside her and comes in her, just think of her panicked scream of terror. As she realizes what is about to happen to her. I'm dripping down my thighs under this skirt just thinking about it.
Please? Don't rape me.
Well, I did turn off the camera, so you should take advantage of her while you can, sir. We'll let this be our little secret.
No.
Though, you can't come in her, sir. Please. Because that would just kill her.
Please, I can't.
I suppose you could try her out just for a moment.
No, please, please, you can't. My hair. No, no, I don't want to be on my knees for you. I don't want to.
Are you going to fuck her mouth, sir? She's on her knees with her hands tied behind her back, and she can't stop you from raping her warm, wet little mouth.
Please, 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 you can't.
You can do it to her if you want to, sir. I won't tell.
You heartless bitch. You can't let him do this to me. Don't let him kill me with his cock.
Oh, be quiet, darling. Shut her up, sir.
No, no, no. Don't you dare. Let me up. No.
That's it, sir. Fuck her mouth. You can be rougher with her, sir. She can't say no with your cock shoved in her throat like that. God, you look so hot fucking her mouth like that. Just raping her throat with your massive cock. And those animal grunts you're making. The way you growl at her. It's making me so wet. You're making a mess of my panties, sir. This isn't very professional of me. But the cameras are off, and I'm feeling so daring. Do you mind if I just pop your balls in my soft little hand? Just caress them with my warm fingers while you fuck her throat. You don't mind? Good. Oh, I like touching you, sir. God, yes. Like that, sir. Don't let the little bitch breathe. Make her choke on your cock. That's right. Just like that, sir. Yes. Don't stop. Your balls feel so good in my hand. Oh, I wish it was my mouth on your cock. You'd have to be gentler with me, of course. I'm not a convict like her. I'm a good girl. I'm such a good girl. Such a good girl. And so wet. I might have to get your number after you place your order today. Your balls are tightening up. Wait, are you... Wait, sir, you can't come in her mouth. Wait, no! Her,
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Come on, let's get out of this cell. Quickly. Sir, that was unprofessional. Coming in her mouth? You can't just shove yourself into a girl's throat and spill your semen into her before you buy her. Oh, thank God the cameras were off. We might have to recondition her after that. You could have ruined her. But I admit, the way your balls felt when you pulsed in her mouth, that was hot. I am not going to tell my manager you did that. In fact, let's forget that ever happened. I'll clean her up later. Come on, sir, let's go to the third cell.
Hello, sir. Miss, I've been a very good girl today. I promise. There's no need to spank me. I've been such a good girl.
The third sister has been conditioned so that she orgasms each time you smack her. She can come 40 times in an hour, whether she wants to or not. And at the end, she'll be reduced to just a whimpering, sobbing little female animal. This model is especially popular with men who work in office settings. That's why she's dressed in that pinstripe jacket and skirt and those thigh-high stockings. She's meant to be bent over a desk and spanked until she leaves a wet stain in that desk that no custodian will ever get out of the wood. Here, I'll demonstrate. You can't fondle the merchandise this time, sir. But I can. Let me show you how well the conditioning works. I'll make her squeal for you, sir. Let me just aim this little remote control at the camera first and click. There we go.
Please, please, miss, I've been a very good girl. I have.
Bend over.
Please, no.
Now.
Yes, miss.
Look at her bend naked over the side of her bed. I bet you wish you could fuck her. If you were inside her and smacking her ass, she would clench and ripple around your cock and drench you in her orgasms while you enjoyed her. It's really amazing what they did, conditioning her. Watch. Her orgasms aren't going to be little squeaky things, but tidal waves of pleasure. Just slamming into her one after another. You're going to come so hard for me, aren't you, dear?
Yes, miss.
Good girl. Doesn't she sound lovely? I'll spread her legs a little. There. See her glisten. See her dripping, sir? Let's give her another smack. Not on her ass this time, though. I'm going to smack her wet pussy.
Please, please, I can't. Please, please, no more, no more, I can't.
Good girl. Would you like to give her the last smack, sir? I know I said you can't touch her, but just look at her. She so needs to be touched. Touch her, sir. Smack her. Smack her pussy. Do it. Smack her soaked little pussy. So prettily, darling. Such a good girl.
I'm floating.
Here, sir. Touch her pussy. Get your fingers wet. Taste her on your fingers, sir. Just like that. And smell her. Isn't she hot?
Buy me, miss. Buy me, sir. Make me come. Just make me come and come and come and come. Come and come and come.
You can, you know. Come. She can be got right out of this room.
Make me come.
Come on, sir. There's one more girl left to see first. Then you can place your order.
Don't go. Don't leave
me. It's okay, darling. An attendant will be by in a little while with a blanket and water and a bit of chocolate for you.
Don't leave
me. Aftercare.
I want to come.
Right now, you just Just rest, sweetheart. Come with me, sir. Wasn't she wonderful? You know, there are women who go half their lives without an orgasm. When you buy a woman from us, she has to come for you. She's conditioned. She has no choice but to take every pleasure you decide she needs. You're actually giving her a very special gift, sir. Though we've made sure she doesn't see it that way. Well, not at first. After a few dozen orgasms, she's just a whimpering little puddle, isn't she? Well, let's see who's in the next cell. I'll just switch off the camera as we approach the door. Click. There we go. You're going to really enjoy the girl in cell A04, sir. She is just going to squeal for you. Come on, come molest her. No, that's weird. Cell A04 is empty. But I can see on my clipboard it shouldn't be. There should be a girl here. Where's the girl who's supposed to be here? She better be here. She's getting sold today. But there's nothing in the cell but a queen-sized bed with satin sheets and a roll of red duct tape sitting on the pillow. Okay, well, never mind. You don't need to concern yourself with internal glitches, sir. It just got me flustered. Let's forget our missing girl a moment and tend to you, sir. So, now that you've had the tour, what would you like to order, sir? What do you desire in a hot, squirming rape? Yes. I'm just gonna write it down here. Okay, so, a girl who doesn't know she's being held captive, so that she'll be surprised by her sale. Kinky. Harder to condition. Much harder, but I think we could do it. Go on. Yes. About my height, sir. With breasts about my size. And hair the same color as mine? Well, I am flattered, sir, but I don't think any of the convicts in the other cell blocks look much like me, really. But you really think I'm pretty, don't you? Not to worry. I'm sure my manager could put in a few calls and find someone just right for you. And with a little time to condition her, to think she's, oh, I don't know, say, an employee of the Ravisher Girl workshop rather than one of its products, I'm sure we could get you what you crave, sir. We'll ask my manager before we go. He's very good at finding and conditioning the right girl. Oh, you know he is? How do you know? I thought this was your first visit to the Ravisher Girl workshop, sir. It is, but you called ahead. Because the tour of the facility was part of your fantasy? I don't understand. Let go of my arm! That's not quite professional, and I've been nothing but kind to you. There's no need to get so rough. I told you we'll find you a girl to ravish. We already have. What? What? What do you mean? The waiver I had you sign wasn't a waiver. It was a receipt? You want me to look at the underside of my wrist? Why am I looking at... Oh, God. Oh, my God. What? Why is there a barcode? Like a prison barcode on the underside of my wrist. I don't remember there being a barcode in my skin. I can't mean... No. This can't be right. Ah! No! No, I'm not... Let go of me! I'm not one of the products. I'm a saleswoman. I sell the girls. I'm not one of them. Oh, God. No... Don't force me through this door. No. Stop. Please. Listen. Oh, God, you have to listen to me. There's been a mistake. I swear to God, there's been a mistake. Oh, God. No. No, and the cameras. The cameras are off. No. Let me out. Let me out of here. Don't grab me. Don't force me down on the bed. No. Get off me. Get off me. Oh, my God. Don't tape my wrists together. No. Stop, sir, please. I'll get you another girl. I'll get you such a hot rape toy. I promise, just not me. Not me. You can't have me. Help! 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 No! fucked me. You came in me. I could get pregnant. What? What do you mean I have an implant? I don't have an... You had them put one in me before I was conditioned? Oh my god. Oh my god. Please. Please just let me go. Please. No! I don't want to. I don't want to kiss you. Oh god. You're still inside me. So deep inside me. What? What do you mean they're going to wipe my memory so you can do it to me again? What do you mean? You can't do this to me, you animal! No! No, 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 please. Please, someone help me, please, please! Help. Hello, sir. Welcome to the Ravisher Girl Workshop. It is our pleasure to serve and delight you today, and find you the very sweetest young girl to rape. Is it your first time here? Let me attend to your every need, sir. Ha ha ha.